Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is December 22nd, 2025. We are 3 days out from Christmas. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us all. Yes, Merry Christmas to all of you who are jumping in. I see you jumping in from Tucson, Arizona. God bless you. Hello, hello. Queensland, Australia, God bless you. God bless our international audience coming in as well. Aloha to you in Hawaii on the Big Island. I see you. God bless you. Texas as well. We love our viewers in Texas. God bless Texas. Michigan as well. God bless you. Blandford Mountain, Massachusetts. Hello to you as well. As Copperopolis, California. Hello to you as well. I see North Dakota, Lyons, Oregon. God bless you both. Long Island, New York. We love our Long Islanders here because they carry their O's as long as God will allow them to. Whereas with our borough, the Bronx, we sort of kind of just cut it right off. We're very quick when we say something, but we love our Long Islanders and all of our viewers in the boroughs. God bless you who are joining us tonight from there. South Carolina as well. I see another Australia coming in. God bless you. Oh, let's see. Ohio, Tennessee, Indiana. God bless you as well. Georgia. Hello, hello. Sebastian, Florida. God bless you. Pennsylvania, I see coming in as well. Queens, New York, God bless you to all of our wonderful friends in the boroughs here in New York State. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Billings, Montana, God bless you both. Hello. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. I see Kentucky as well, Massachusetts, God bless you. Oh, at Mesa, Arizona, God bless you as well. Lots of Arizonas coming in, I see. Hello to all of you joining us. Atlanta, Georgia as well. I also see Melbourne, Australia coming in. God bless you. And our neighbors in Binghamton, New York are watching. Hello and God bless you as well. Oh, let's see. We'll do a few more here. I see multiple Massachusetts coming in. God bless you as well. Panama City Beach, Florida. Hello to all our wonderful viewers in Florida. God bless you as well. I see Mississippi coming in as well. Princeton, New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, and let's see. We'll do a couple more here. Arkansas, Vermont. God bless you as well. Very happy to have you with us. And hello to all of you coming in the United States and around the world. Oh, wait a second. I just saw City Island, Bronx, New York. I know exactly where that is. God bless you to where I was born, Bronx, New York. So hello to all of our viewers down there. Happy to have you watching us tonight. Well, we have a lot to get into tonight, guys, because we got a word from the Lord to deal with, a powerful, mighty word from the Lord. And I have some other things as well to say about what happened at AmFest after the word, at America Fest. I see Jamaica coming in. God bless you. I see you coming in right now. So we're going to do the word of the Lord first after we open up in prayer. Also, at the end of the broadcast, I'm going to be reading some of your Christmas cards that you so graciously sent us. So I have a pile here to read as well. We got Esther sleeping right there. I got Buster. Let's see. There he is. There's little Buster sleeping, and I got Toby to my right here. So we got three animals so far in the office. We'll see who else pops in while we are going on our way here. But hello to our moderators, too, and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Yes, I am running Romper Room for Pets. That's exactly what I'm doing. I remember that show, Romper Room. I used to watch Romper Room, so that brings back memories. So I'm going to open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, but this is a powerful word going into 2026. So if you could share this broadcast, I'll ask you to do it after prayer too. I would very much appreciate it. It does help us very much. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord. And we are going to get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. We praise you, Father, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the Pesach lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we apply that blood of Jesus Christ tonight, Father God. And we praise you, Father God, that Christ made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And he paid the price in full. And he purchased us with the highest price when that blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. And when he descended into the underworld, he took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He is ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, we invite your presence in that the weight of your glory would mightily move, that your power, Father God, your authority would saturate the atmosphere, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, descend as we mightily go forth tonight in you, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor. And you are free, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, to do your work, to minister to those who are watching tonight, Father God. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you order our steps tonight. Order my words, Father God. Go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Father, allow me and our team, Father, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just ask you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to around the skies, the land, north, south, east, and west, above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke and command be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted. They cannot carry out their plans. Every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, hex, vex, spell, potion, incantation, manipulation, word curse, roots, rituals, voodoo, witchcraft, water witchcraft, Father God, dark magic, dark art, or any form of weaponized demonic activity. And command in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, it be cast back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the power. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. We are the dust of the earth. Without your breath of life breathed into us, we are vessels meant to be filled and receptacles for your glory, Father God, in order to do your will in the earth, Father. Lord, we praise you that you are holy. You are righteous, Father. You are just, Father God. And we give you all the glory that you are on the highest throne, that you are wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the government shall rest upon your shoulders, Father God, and to your kingdom there is no end. We praise you. We give you all the glory tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. Very happy to have you with us tonight. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it because it does help us get this out, that we are going to be doing first and foremost a word from the Lord tonight. This word is almost 7 pages long. It is chock full. It is a word going into 2026. There is some incredible, incredible insight in this word. And so this is going to go up on our blog too. on arcofgrace.org, but we're going to release the word first. We are going to talk about after what went on at America Fest, because there are some things that have to be said, and I'm going to say them because I am fired the heck up about what is going on. And there are some things that need to be said. And I'm going to deliver the word of the Lord first. And we're going to do that first. And then I'm going to get into everything else that we need to get into. So with the word of the Lord, it starts with Luke chapter 2, verse 14. And then the Lord goes right into the word. He asked me to actually share this scripture before I went into the word tonight. And Luke 2, 14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And that was, if you remember, announced by the holy angels when Christ was birthed into this earth to be the Passover lamb. And so that's Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Now, this word came December 20th. It actually came Saturday morning. So I've been sitting on this word for a day and a half or so now at approximately 8:15 a.m. And this is what the word says. And the Lord went right into it. Literally, the Spirit of the Lord hit me and the Lord went right into speaking about these matters. There are meetings taking place in Washington, D.C. and in Virginia with both Democratic and Republican congressmen and women and senators, those who head up committees. These are closed door meetings concerning the 2026 midterms, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, these meetings, they spread out the nation in districts like bargaining chips on a table, and they are attempting to make dangerous deals against the American people with those who claim to be elephants, willing to give up key districts and control for entitlements and certain bills to further give those in Congress securities, exchange, and foreign exchange, says the Lord. They are attempting to sell the midterms to a party they know has been radicalized to keep their power, says the Lord, and their seat, says the Lord. They are willing to bargain away the people's safety and dismantle the avenues and tributaries that have begun to open up to give the people relief. They are attempting to make deals to block such and make a pact and an oath with donkeys and mutated beasts in order to secure their seats, says the Lord. This shall be openly exposed, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Speaker Johnson, man of faith, you have a choice, says the Lord. Remain silent or rise up, expose and dismantle these plans that will attempt to place an embargo and blockade upon the administration, says the Lord. The blockade around Venezuela, says the Lord, is a manifestation of what in the spirit seeks to surround America through rogue congressmen and women that are willing to place the American people upon a block to be sold, says the Lord. If you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere, and you will not escape the great sifting that will occur in Congress that I, the Lord, will allow if my will and instructions are not carried out by those I have appointed, says the Lord. I, the Lord, see the dangerous deals. A deal that makes a path to impeachment, a deal that allows heads of justice and defense to be removed through accusations that shall arise if these deals being made are allowed to take effect November 2026, says the Lord. I, the Lord, thy God, see the foreign liquidity that is making such deals harder to resist. However, those who take such, their indiscretion shall be exposed, says the Lord. For some who are leaving Congress are suddenly leaving to attempt to avoid the transitions that are set to take place, says the Lord. Satan is presenting a table of wealth, influence, and power in greater measure for 2026 is a key to 2028. Who holds that key holds a great advantage, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord shall re-enter Congress, says the Lord, and these meetings shall be exposed, and it will shock you who attended and who was present, says the Lord. For some who are yelling the loudest for justice have bargained it away for earthly security and undermined the will of the people, says the Lord. A coup has been arranged at these meetings before 2026 in order to place a more controllable puppet at the helm of such, says the Lord. If Speaker Johnson remains silent, says the Lord, this coup will rise, and it will cause an uproar in Congress and in the nation, says the Lord, where emergency meetings will be called with the Cabinet, Department of Defense, and Department of Justice. As some in Congress are making deals to help attack cities to keep their seats, these are the eggs of the serpent being laid that must be found, says the Lord. They are arranging one in Florida, says the Lord. Pray and intercede, and it will be thwarted and exposed. For Ishmael is in those meetings, says the Lord. Ishmael is in those meetings. They are attempting to divide a birthright that should not be divided and trade it, thinking their seat will be secure. It is far from secure, for those in these meetings have signed their certificate of removal, says the Lord. Watch, says the Lord, as this all unfolds, and shock begins in January, says the Lord, at what is unearthed, found out, and stopped just short of their multi-point marks, says the Lord. Cry out to me in this hour, says the Lord, for the enemy of the people is within Congress in those seats, says the Lord, and they are out for blood, says the Lord. However, their wage shall be given unto them, and their connections to those who seek terror in major city hubs, says the Lord. Ron DeSantis, says the Lord, watch the back door, says the Lord, watch the back door. For that's Governor DeSantis of Florida. He's telling him to watch the back door. He says it twice. Watch the back door. Watch the back door. For I, the Lord, am requiring a repositioning of my people, a transition and change of territory, of strategy, of the way they perceive my word, prophecy, and the spiritual gifts. This is a greater territory of warfare being entered, which requires the meat of the word and the diligence of utilizing the weapons of war that are not carnal. Satan is moving about, calculating. My people do not know what time it is, failing to discern between wartime and celebration. The vision must be corrected, says the Lord. It must in this hour. Box trucks, says the Lord. They are hidden in box trucks. Pray they are uncovered, says the Lord, for the safety of New York City depends upon the intercession of the saints, says the Lord. I, the Lord thy God, maker of heaven and earth, am allowing certain events to drive the people in Europe, in Africa, in America back to me, says the Lord. The answer for darkness is light, salt and light, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, says the Lord, for Europe is about to see wars arise, and Africa, the leaders shall be dealt with who have allowed the butchering of my people, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am raising up enemies against the radical wicked men in the Congo, in Nigeria, says the Lord, in Kenya, says the Lord, in Tanzania, says the Lord. So he's raising up enemies against these wicked men there. You say the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild. Therefore, I shall raise up enemies against you and spur them on in this hour. For you shall have to fight a war you were too blind to see, says the Lord. The radicals planning mass devastation against my people in Africa are about to endure three woes, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, hear the cries of the faithful and am bringing a strong delusion upon those who claim to serve me, but are serving a wicked principality, says the Lord, and whole villages and areas shall be spared, says the Lord. Continue to intercede, for a shocking report shall come forth out of these African nations. Astounding reports of radicalized men running in terror from the villages of my people, says the Lord. The leaders of these nations have but a little time left to rectify the great imbalance in their nation, says the Lord. For you are entering a year of transition and repositioning of territory and leaders, says the Lord. In order to break the chains, the enemy is utilizing globally to employ fear and terror, says the Lord. The Conservative Party is about to be sifted, says the Lord. Sifted, that's capital. shuffled and rearranged, says the Lord, for my will and those willing to do such shall be brought to the forefront. And the commercialized company of voices who speak with layers of corruption shall suddenly see a sharp decline, says the Lord. For they have established a company of idols that I, the Lord, shall purge. For I am transitioning my people who serve me, who have been given a voice by me, the Lord, authority by me, the Lord, insight and wisdom like that of Daniel are being positioned, says the Lord, in such a time, in new territory, in government, in states, Zerubbabel's, Joshua's, Caleb's, Micaiah's, Daniel's being moved into positions in order that my will and power and authority may go in and break up and till the hard, dry soil of the capital, of state capitals, of Congress, says the Lord. Two governors shall step down, says the Lord. Two. For Minnesota's neighbor is about to be entrenched in scandal itself, says the Lord. As they secretly make dark deals to keep their seats, the scandal that coils over shall intensify in order to bring forth a standard of accountability, says the Lord, against corrupt agents who are tethered to the kingdom of darkness and groups who funnel terror, says the Lord. You shall watch this unfold with a January of jeers, J-E-E-R-S, says the Lord. The enemy may attempt to cause fear to open gates. However, I, the Lord, shall cause jeers at those who are involved in such acts, says the Lord. A January of justice, says the Lord, shall lead to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar, capital R-O-A-R, in March, says the Lord. The January of justice shall cause much shock, says the Lord. It shall shake the media, says the Lord. Plots uncovered shall even rattle the cabinet, says the Lord. So they reevaluate their relationships with me, and some will fully come on to me, the Lord thy God, from such, says the Lord. I, the Lord thy God, am unlocking a door in January for my children who are faithful, who are not tickling the ears, but saying the harder truths that others have rejected for deluded banter, says the Lord. These are doors of great influence, says the Lord. Be willing to speak my capital truth, says the Lord. Do not shy away from such. For those who speak to appease the people in this hour will in 2026 see a transition and lowering of position, says the Lord. It is truth that combats deception, says the Lord. Watering such down does not prepare the people. It does not bring the burden of conviction that brings change, and it sets people up in false hope that brings despair, says the Lord. The truth as a spear, as an arrow, must be spoken to pierce and puncture the tempest of deception that has descended upon the nations and the church, says the Lord. The enemy has caused a tempest and utilized voices who once I knew but have become workers of iniquity, says the Lord. The window of grace is open but a little while longer for them to turn, says the Lord. And when it closes, there shall be a sharp plummet in their influence, says the Lord. I, the Lord, maker and creator of the heavens and the earth, am the Lion of Judah. And the righteous must be bold as a lion in this time. Be filled with the joy of the Lord, but speak the hard truth, says the Lord, to break the spell of stupor and confusion upon the people that has gone forth like a fine mist, says the Lord. The mouths of those who claim to be conservative have spread such a mist, says the Lord, and aided and abetted the enemy and the enemy's disciples. Donkeys of destruction shall be exposed, says the Lord, along with enraged elephants working with groups, banded groups, networks who hate this nation, however, have offered them security and seat, they shall suddenly and violently be thrown off such seats, says the Lord. Intercede, says the Lord, for the heads of the DOJ are being targeted, says the Lord. Intercede for Tulsi, says the Lord, for she pursues the hard truths that many do not want to surface, says the Lord. Pray for her safety, for a cheap shot shall be taken in the coming 2 months, says the Lord. The intercession of the saints will protect her and her family, says the Lord, as she must remain in my light, so the darkness does not consume her, says the Lord. In January, says the Lord, a very large windy turn shall be entered in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The leadership of Canada is about to be hit with a woe for the shedding of innocent blood, says the Lord, a woe that will cause an outcry in the nation, a woe that will expose the dark deals made with principalities and the nations they gatekeep for, says the Lord, selling the lives of their own people for their security, says the Lord. That deal and its inner working shall be exposed this coming year, says the Lord. I, the Lord, the Alpha and Omega, sit on the highest throne. Come unto me, petition me in this hour, for I, the Lord, am hearkening unto the voice of my people who have been faithful, and their needs bring them before me, says the Lord. State your case. The heart of the giver shall be blessed, says the Lord, amongst the tumult. I, the Lord, shall pour incredible blessing upon my faithful ones, says the Lord, that they overflow and prosper to do the work I have commissioned. Those who speak truth and are willing to say what others remain silent on, to keep what they have built, those I shall greatly bless, says the Lord. Those verdicts and blessings shall come forth starting the end of what you call December, says the Lord, and it shall be a year of outpouring on my people who are willing to stand and speak the truth amongst the tumult, says the Lord. I, the Lord, hold the resources. I hold the gold. I hold the silver. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I can bless and provide no matter what earthly systems attempt to oppress, says the Lord. Ask of me now, says the Lord, for I seek to bestow special gifts upon the faithful. For you are entering a year of great transition, great change, a repositioning of territory, of voices, of physical land, says the Lord, that my will may go forth and the plans of the enemy be exposed, thwarted, dismantled, and sophisticated arguments to the highest areas of your nation be refuted and dismantled, says the Lord. I am God, there is no other, meaning the Lord. James 4:7 is a key, says the Lord, for the coming years, a key that will unlock great doors even for the president if he so employs this along with the heads of departments in their daily walk. Therefore, capitals, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And flee he shall, says the Lord, for those who have not watered down the power and authority from on high, but are actually operating in it with the biblical precision that brings forth results. The fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man do indeed availeth much in an hour of confusions, tumult, turmoil, and darkness that attempts to blanket the people and nations. Fervent, effectual prayer shall tear that covering, says the Lord. Time to armor up and engage and understand my legal system, says the Lord, that far supersedes your earthly courts. Those rulings will come down in great measure. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Amen and amen. I feel the fear of the Lord on that word. Would you like to see my hands right now? I could feel the fear of the Lord on that word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll go over a couple of parts real fast because we have something else to get into here as well. We're going to talk about what happened at America Fest, but I find it interesting in this word, what the Lord said to Speaker Johnson. He's talking about these private meetings that are going on to try to bargain away districts in the midterms for certain conservatives to try to keep their seats. They're in on these secret meetings. The Lord said Ishmael is in this meeting. Donkeys are in this meeting. These are secret closed door meetings going on in Washington, D.C. and Virginia. And they are attempting to sell the midterms to a party they know have been radicalized to keep their power, says the Lord, and their seat, says the Lord. They are willing to bargain away the people's safety and dismantle the avenues and tributaries that have begun to open up to give the people relief. They are attempting to make deals to block such and make a pact and an oath with donkeys and mutated beasts in order to secure their seats, says the Lord. So the relief that's being opened up to the people, that the relief we're beginning to see happen, they are willing to block that in order to try to keep their seat. And then he says to Speaker Johnson, "Thus says the Lord, Speaker Johnson, man of faith, you have a choice, says the Lord. Remain silent or rise up, expose and dismantle these plans that will attempt to place an embargo and blockade upon the administration, says the Lord. The blockade around Venezuela, says the Lord, is a manifestation of what in the spirit seeks to surround America through rogue congressmen and women that are willing to place the American people upon a block to be sold, says the Lord." The Lord is really calling out Congress right here. You know why? 2026 is their valley of decision. I'm telling you that right now. 2026 is their valley of decision. "If you remain silent, deliverance will arise from elsewhere, and you will not escape the great sifting that will occur in Congress that I, the Lord, will allow if my will and instructions are not carried out by those I have appointed, says the Lord. I see the Lord see the dangerous deals, a deal that makes a path to impeachment, a deal that allows heads of justice and defense to be removed through accusations that shall arise if these deals being made are allowed to take effect in November 2026, says the Lord. I, the Lord God, thy God, see the foreign liquidity that is making such deals harder to resist, because the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. A man cannot serve two masters. He'll either hate the one and love the other, or serve the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. However, those who take such, their indiscretion shall be exposed, says the Lord. For some who are leaving Congress are suddenly leaving to attempt to avoid the transitions that are set to take place, says the Lord. So those who are exiting early are trying to avoid what's about to happen in Congress. So that's that. I believe that's what the Lord is saying here. He talks about 2026 is a key to 2028. Who holds that key holds a great advantage, says the Lord. The fear of the Lord shall re-enter Congress, says the Lord, and these meetings shall be exposed, and it will shock you who attended and who was present, says the Lord. For some who are yelling the loudest for justice have bargained it away for earthly security and undermined the will of the people, says the Lord. A coup has been arranged at these meetings before 2026. I believe this is before the 2026 midterms. So at some point between now and before the 2026 midterms, a coup has been arranged in order to place a more controllable puppet at the helm, says the Lord. If Speaker Johnson remains, so the Lord is connecting him to this here. He's warning him of this. If Speaker Johnson remains silent, says the Lord, this coup will rise and it will cause an uproar in Congress and in the nation, says the Lord, where emergency meetings will be called with the Cabinet, Department of Defense, and Department of Justice, as some in Congress are making deals to help attack cities to keep their seats. These are the eggs of the serpent being laid that must be found, says the Lord. They are arranging one in Florida, says the Lord. Pray and intercede, and it will be thwarted and exposed. So the Lord is warning that Florida is on the enemy's radar. He even tells in this word Governor DeSantis to watch the back door. He says it twice. Watch the back door. Watch the back door. He also warns that Ishmael is in these meetings as well, because they are attempting to divide a birthright that should not be divided and trade it, thinking their seat will be secure. It is far from secure. Those in these meetings have signed their certificate of removal, says the Lord. Watch, says the Lord, as all this unfolds and shock begins in January, says the Lord, at what is unearthed, found out, and stopped just short of their multi-point marks, says the Lord. Now, I'm going to go on in here. The Lord mentions New York City and box trucks. Pray about that. Intercede for that. That whatever is in the works, whatever is trying to be set in motion is uncovered and exposed. Because when the enemy wants to commit something, he wants to do it on a territory he believes it's his, because legally in the realm of the spirit, he can move about easier. So that's why they just uncovered that plot in California too. It's the same reason. Okay. Intercede and pray, says the Lord, for Europe is about to see wars arise in Africa. The leaders shall be dealt with who have allowed the butchering of my people, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am raising up enemies against the radical, wicked men in the Congo, in Nigeria, says the Lord, in Kenya, says the Lord, in Tanzania, says the Lord. You say the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild. Therefore, I shall raise up enemies against you and spur them on in this hour, for you shall have to fight a war you were too blind to see, says the Lord. The radicals planning mass devastation against my people in Africa are about to endure three woes, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, hear the cries of the faithful and am bringing a strong delusion upon those who claim to serve me, but are serving a wicked principality, says the Lord. And whole villages and areas shall be spared, says the Lord. Continue to intercede, for a shocking report shall come forth out of these African nations. Astounding reports of radicalized men running in terror from the villages of my people, says the Lord. Something's going to happen. The Lord is going to show up, and they're going to run in terror from those Christian villages, in terror for what the Lord is going to do. The leaders of these nations have but a little time left to rectify the great imbalance in their nation, says the Lord. For you are entering a year of transition and repositioning of territory and leaders, says the Lord. In order to break the chains, the enemy is utilizing globally to employ fear and terror, says the Lord. In order for the enemy to effectively employ terror, he has to employ fear. Fear has to work in conjunction to unlock legal doors for terror. They work together. The conservative party is about to be sifted, says the Lord. Sifted, he says in capitals. Shuffled and rearranged, says the Lord. For my will and those willing to do such shall be brought to the forefront, and the commercialized company of voices, which we'll get into in a moment, who speak with layers of corruption, shall suddenly see a sharp decline, says the Lord, for they have established a company of idols that I, the Lord, shall purge. He also says he's transitioning his people who serve him, Almighty God is, who have been given a voice by me, the Lord, authority by me, the Lord, insight and wisdom like that of Daniel, are being positioned, says the Lord, in such a time in new territory, in government, in states, Zerubbabel's, Joshua's, Caleb's, Micaiah's, Daniel's, being moved into position in order that my will and power and authority may go in and break up and till the hard, dry soil of the capital, of state capitals, of Congress, says the Lord. 2026 really is about a repositioning for the people of God. A repositioning, a moving into new territory, and a year of transition. That's what 2026 is. I was talking about this with Pastor Ricky Ray, too, the other night on the phone. Two governors shall step down, says the Lord. Two, for Minnesota's neighbor is about to be entrenched in scandal itself, says the Lord. Okay. Another interesting part here, a January of justice, says the Lord, shall lead to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar, that's capitals, in March, says the Lord. The January of justice shall cause much shock, says the Lord. It shall shake the media, says the Lord. Plots uncovered shall even rattle the cabinet, says the Lord. So they reevaluate their relationships with me, and some will fully come unto me, the Lord thy God, from such, says the Lord. That's always the Lord's goal, is to get people to come unto him. And then he says, I, the Lord thy God, am unlocking a door in January for my children who are faithful, who are not tickling the ears, but saying the harder truths that others have rejected for deluded banter, says the Lord. These are doors of great influence, says the Lord. Be willing to speak my capital truth, says the Lord. Do not shy away from such, for those who speak to appease the people in this hour will in 2026 see a transition and lowering of position, says the Lord. It is truth that combats deception, says the Lord. The watering such down does not prepare the people. It does not bring the burden of conviction that brings change, and it sets people up in false hope that brings despair, says the Lord. He says, the truth as a spear, as an arrow, must be spoken to pierce and puncture the tempest of deception that has descended upon the nations and the church, says the Lord. The enemy has caused a tempest and utilized voices who once I knew, but now have become workers of iniquity. But yeah, once I knew, but have become workers of iniquity, says the Lord. The window of grace is open, but a little while longer for them to turn, says the Lord. And when it closes, there shall be a sharp plummet in their influence, says the Lord. He says the righteous need to be bold as a lion right now. He says donkeys of destruction shall be exposed, says the Lord, along with enraged elephants. He talks about that too. Working with groups, banded groups, networks who hate this nation, however, have offered them security in seat. He says to intercede because the heads of the DOJ are being targeted. And he says, intercede for Tulsi. He says that twice. Intercede for Tulsi. Intercede for Tulsi, says the Lord, for she pursues the harder truths that many do not want to surface, says the Lord. Pray for her safety, for a cheap shot shall be taken in the coming 2 months, says the Lord. The intercession of the saints will protect her and her family, says the Lord, as she must remain in my light so the darkness does not consume her, says the Lord. The Lord does mention Canada in here, what's about to come upon the leadership of Canada, the woes. They're going to be hit with a woe for what they have done. He also, and I'm going to go to another part here. He says, okay, let me see where I want to start here. He tells his people, the Lord, to state their case. I, the Lord, am hearkening unto the voice of my people who have been faithful in their needs. Bring them before me, says the Lord. State your case. The heart of the giver shall be blessed, says the Lord, amongst the tumult. I, the Lord, shall pour incredible blessing upon my faithful ones, says the Lord, that they overflow and prosper to do the work I have commissioned. Those who speak truth and are willing to say what others remain silent on to keep what they have built, those I shall greatly bless, says the Lord. Those verdicts and blessings shall come forth starting the end of what you call December, says the Lord. And it shall be a year of outpouring on my people who are willing to stand and speak the truth amongst the tumult, says the Lord. And he reminds everyone that he's the one that holds the resources. He's the one that holds the resources. Ultimately, it's not the earthly systems. And he says, ask of me now, says the Lord, for I seek to bestow special gifts upon the faithful. For you are entering a year of great transition, great change, a repositioning of territory, of voices, of physical land, says the Lord, that my will may go forth and the plans of the enemy be exposed, thwarted, dismantled, and sophisticated arguments to the highest areas of your nation be refuted and dismantled, says the Lord. He gives James 4:7 as a key for the coming years, which is therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you in that order. And he emphasizes that the fervent effectual prayers of a righteous man do indeed availeth much in an hour of confusions, tumult, turmoil, and darkness that attempts to blanket the people and nations. Fervent effectual prayer shall tear that covering, says the Lord. And he tells his people at the end, it's time to armor up, engage, and understand my legal system, says the Lord, that far supersedes your earthly courts. Those rulings will come down in great measure. And that's where the word ends. So praise the Lord. Take it, pray, test the spirit. It is going up on the blog. We'll watch how this continues to unfold. We will go back to it as prophecy starts fulfilling from this. We will go back and take a look at it. But praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, we're going to get into something else. We're going to transition ourselves here. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to talk about what went on at America Fest. And I'm going to say some things. And some of these things, I believe, have to be said after what unfolded there at America Fest. And I will just say, continue to pray for wisdom of Erica Kirk in this, because this is a labyrinth that is attempting to be navigated. And after what unfolded at America Fest, I am slightly concerned. So we'll show you. I have a couple minutes. I'm going to show you an article after I say what I have to say first. But there was a lot of fighting and idolatry, in a sense, that went on at America Fest. I witnessed people say on stage they were praying to God and Charlie Kirk for help. I didn't know that Charlie Kirk and God were on par with each other. Show me in scripture. Show me in scripture where there is another advocate before the throne of God besides Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Show me in scripture where it's okay to put Charlie Kirk on par with Almighty God. Because it's a tragedy what happened to this man. It's an absolute horror what we witnessed in this nation back in September. The devil had a hand in taking out Charlie Kirk, and now the enemy is attempting to take advantage of the fact that individuals may not spiritually be where they should be to now attempt to make an idol out of Charlie Kirk and ensnare people that way. I'm not saying don't honor what this man did, because this man was a man of faith. This man did incredible things for the younger generation, especially, but making people believe it's okay to hold him on par anywhere near Almighty God, or to, in a way, begin to shape him as an idol is wrong. It is an insult, and it grieves Almighty God. Charlie said himself he wanted to be remembered most for his faith and how he stood at all costs for his faith. He said that publicly. There's clips going around where he actually says this. That public declaration is out there, and at America Fest, to me, that was put on the back burner for fights, accusations, divisions, calling people out, and literally civil war and sensationalism for the headlines. Almighty God was kicked to the curb for everyone's fleshly agendas, their feelings, their empires, and their egos. Egos were far greater coveted and far greater valued at America Fest than honoring Charlie Kirk and the fact he wanted his faith to be in the forefront. And instead, big personas took the place of humility, faith, and honor. This was the first America Fest since this man's death. You think everybody would come in with some humility, come in with some faith and honor, lower their egos, and actually honor what the man wanted. If this doesn't, I get concerned that if this continues in this direction, Turning Point has the potential to become a runaway train. And you need to pray for the wisdom of the heads at the helm right now. Because the conservative movement now has a counterfeit cornerstone driving it. And this is why we're watching this spiral. And it's so beyond fractured. It's so beyond fractured. And when you say something that disagrees with, I've noticed something about this certain group of people. When you say something that disagrees with the viewpoints of these individuals, of these well-known conservative voices, most of them, all they will do is publicly swear at you. Publicly use highly hostile language and show the public just how undisciplined with their mouths they are. If this is what the conservative movement is becoming, I'm telling you right now, I'm considering moving to be independent. Independent of both parties, a registered independent after what unfolded. How about you bring a bunch of speakers to America Fest who will check their egos, check their persona, and check their agenda at the door, and actually cry out to the Lord for this nation, and actually give the crowd a lesson in what walking in humility is, and what sound minds and sound judgments and lowering the temperament a bit looks like in the midst of tragedy with Charlie Kirk. I'm not saying don't call things out. I'm not saying don't speak the truth, but there is a way of wisdom to do it, and there is a way of folly, and the two have gotten grossly confused. This is what it seems is going on in this hour. I was so disappointed in what some of these individuals chose to take their platform and use it for, when this was the first America Fest since Charlie Kirk's death. I was grieved at what was being done, at what was being promoted, a level of idolatry that they may not understand as idolatry, but it's coming pretty darn close. And I'm going to put this up for you, this news article from the Daily Mail. I'm going to show you, because this article was all over. This headline was on multiple news agencies. MAGA Civil War erupts at Turning Point USA event as speakers turn on each other over Charlie Kirk shooting conspiracies. That's exactly what the enemy wants. This is exactly what the father of lies, the devil, wants. He wants war. He wants division. He wants people turning on each other. He wants them selling each other out. He wants them undermining each other. And this is what it says. Members of the MAGA faithful engaged in open infighting at the first Turning Point USA America Fest conference since the death of founder Charlie Kirk. Erica Kirk, Turning Point's new chief executive, tried to keep the peace by taking the stage first while pleading for unity Thursday night. Two of the night's headlines, however, quickly sent the event into chaos. The devil is what causes chaos and thrives in chaos. If you see tons of chaos present, the devil is present there doing his work. I'm going to tell you a few things about this. This is Isaac versus Ishmael all over again. This is the same entities that have been at war since Abraham, first of all. What people are not recognizing is that what we're seeing with civil war, has very deep biblical and global roots, and it's stretching its vines into every area. So this has very deep biblical roots that go all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael, and has come up through the generations to modern day and has always represented itself in some way with every generation. I'll tell you something interesting. David, King David, reigned for 7 years and 6 months when civil war broke out. He reigned 7 years, 6 months, right? 76. This nation was founded in 1776, and we are approaching our 250th anniversary when all of this has broken out. This is not a mistake. These are spiritual and biblical patterns that we as the church have to recognize, intercede, and pray. Now, I'm going to go on with this. There are two words from the Lord that I want to read to you having to do with this, because the headlines are now saying civil war. It's all over right now. That is what overshadowed. I wonder what Charlie Kirk would think if he saw that that is what overshadowed the entire America Fest event, because that's what it is now. It was nothing. Now the label's chaos, civil war. That's what it's been marked with. Word of the Lord, April 28th, 2023. There shall be a deep gap and split and civil war within one party. All capitals, a gaping hole, says the Lord, a gaping hole, including in a monument. What a spectacle, says the Lord, a deep gap, split, and civil war within one party, a gaping hole and a spectacle. That is what's unfolding before our very eyes. October 7th, 2025. The conservative movement is in a civil war, says the Lord, because I, the Lord, was never the cornerstone of such. And now a counterfeit cornerstone has attempted to be seamlessly switched out, for the we has turned into me, says the Lord, in my theories, in my sources, in my story, in my voice. When the sheep scatter and fracture is when the wolves arrive, says the Lord. Some of you are one step from complete loss at your own hands. Capital, stop the obsession with David, says the Lord, for your life is not right before me. Your obsession with David is bringing you right into a trap. You are one step away, says the Lord. Turn back now. Those were two words from the Lord that were from 2023 and were just given back in October before America Fest. And we are watching now what is unfolded from this. Nothing constructive, nothing necessarily of faith to bring the people to conviction came forth out of this. what came forth out of this was a spectacle of a headline that it is all out civil war now in MAGA. And you know why that is? Because the Lord said it in this October 7th word, because the Lord said he was never the cornerstone of such. The conservative movement is in a civil war, says the Lord, because I, the Lord, was never the cornerstone of such, and now a counterfeit cornerstone has attempted to be seamlessly switched out. That is why you are watching this unfold, because the cornerstone is what holds up the structure. And now they've attempted to seamlessly switch it out without anybody noticing. I understand emotions are running high. I understand people are upset. I understand people are upset about what some of these conservative podcasters, the filth coming out of their mouths, the curses coming out of their mouths, them trying to curse people, them trying to swear at people, the lies and manipulations purposely coming out of their mouths, all for clout, for headlines, for audiences, for everything fleshly that moth and rust destroy. I understand there are those that are upset about this, but there is a way to deal with this in wisdom and call it out, and there is a way to deal with it in folly. And what was going on at America Fest all around was folly. There was plenty of it to go around. And I understand Erica Kirk is in a difficult position, and I understand she is still greatly grieving because her life overnight drastically changed. But only Almighty God fully leading this is what is going to subdue right now the chaos, the egos, the accusations, the slander, the infighting that has taken place. They done kicked God out for their egos. They done kicked God out for idols, for trying to take men and elevate them into idolatry. And you wonder why it has descended into the bowels of chaos. This is why. Because you have a real short memory about what happened in September. If that's what you're going to use the oxygen in the room for when you get on stage. And this is why the Lord said in that word, the conservative party is going to be sifted. The voices now are going to be sifted. And those who are willing to speak his truth and do his will are going to be put up at the forefront now. Because now what is at the forefront is chaos. It is confusion. It is manipulation. It is lies. It is infighting. And it is creating a road of perdition to the midterms. This is not helping the case in the nation right now for the midterms. What went on at America Fest isn't making that case. Now you've got two parties in total chaos. What are the American people to do? Anywhere they look, it's now chaos. There's not order. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to go, oh, I'm going to pick the party that lets me indulge in every perversion. It's chaos, but at least I can have fun while I'm doing it. See, that's the problem that has been created. What the enemy is trying to do is make both look so much alike that the people don't have a reason of conviction to choose godliness and life and morality and ethics and a biblical foundation. That is what the conservative party was supposed to do. And they're blowing it. They're blowing it. And they're blowing it for their egos and their platforms and their voice. So they're the ones that made headlines at the first event since Charlie's death. How dare they? With what the nation is going through right now, with what's happening in the nation, with all of these terrorist attacks that are happening globally? Hello? You think God is trying to wake the country up and get them to understand the time we're in? You can still have the joy of the Lord, but it is time to defend the territory. You can't just keep celebrating and saying Donald Trump is in office. He's got this. No. Almighty God is the one who rules from his throne. Donald Trump is just a tool in the hands of Almighty God. That's all he is. And we have to start recognizing what time we're in, because apparently a lot of the conservative party's got no freaking clue. The level of warfare that has increased, and all they are doing is feeding into the enemy's games, his ploys, his delusions, his manipulations, his discord. Isn't it interesting? And this is being dropped in my spirit right now, real time. Where Tyler Robinson supposedly spoke and made plans was on an app called Discord. And that is all we saw at the first America Fest since Charlie Kirk's death. You don't think these things are transferable? You don't think in the spirit these things don't set up in high places? You don't think that happens? One of our sanctuary staffers is here. That's why Toby's barking. You don't think that doesn't set up that way and open up a door legally in the spirit to then attach itself to the rest of the conservative movement? So now the app called Discord that Tyler Robinson used to communicate all of these hideous things is now what is rampant in the conservative party. Do you think that's an accident? No, it's not. It's a very clear tactic of the kingdom of darkness. And we have to understand that. We have to understand that Discord is a very prominent tool that the enemy uses. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, one who sows discord among the brethren. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. And I understand some of these conservative podcasters are saying things that are incensing people and they want to call them out. But there's a way to do it in wisdom and there's a way to do it in folly. And the first one since Charlie Kirk's death was not a platform for a civil war. Why you would do that and invite all of them there to descend at once unless you wanted sensational headlines? That is the only thing I can think of. That is the only thing. Let me shut the door for a minute. Okay. Dogs are all stirred up right now. And I'm not saying she's in an easy position because she's got people at Turning Point pushing her every which way right now too. She is not in an easy position. And emotionally right now, she's trying to heal of her life being just fractured into many, many pieces. I understand that. But I'm saying at some point, the emotional maturity level of these conservative podcasters has to come up. At some point, the Lord is going to call it to account. The Lord is going to, he's going to sift the conservative party. The Lord is going to sift the conservative party. And I'm not saying to silence people, and I'm not saying to deplatform people. I'm saying there is a way to disagree and debate the way Charlie Kirk did without civil war. There is a way to debate and to invite discussion and to invite ideas and to have a civilized debate. And then there's a way to just splatter chaos everywhere and there be all out civil war. So that's what I'm saying. Of course, Charlie invited all sorts of people to speak, and he believed in open discussion, and it should continue that way. But what we witnessed was far beyond that. What has happened to the Conservative Party has spiraled and is far beyond that. What is going on with this? Far beyond that. And I'm just asking you to pray for wisdom, because discord is the name of the game with the enemy right now. Look at everything that has happened recently that has involved discord. You have what happened at America Fest. You have the Brown University, what happened. You have the MIT, what happened to that professor. You have the Epstein files. You have the Minnesota fraud case. You have these terror attacks across the globe. All of them have an undertone of discord. All of them have an undertone of sowing discord. Discord is what is percolating to the surface, boiling over and boiling out right now. And I'm saying, if the Conservative Party does not recognize by Almighty God what time it is, they're going to miss the moment. They are going to miss that Kairos moment. They are going to miss a window God has given us to actually right now in this nation take territory away from the enemy, speak the truth like an arrow to destroy the lies of the enemy, wake people up in conviction and snatch them away from the grips of the enemy, promote the agenda and will of God, and go forth in order to rebuild the ruins and the desolations that have taken place over decades in this nation. God has given a window for this, and they're blowing it. They're blowing it. All to build their own babbles, and Babel they are. But they're blowing it. This is not about building your Babel. Babel only got so far before Almighty God said, oh yeah? And he confused their languages. Because you know what comes from chaos? You know what gets birthed from chaos? Confusion. Chaos is when you want to do something out of complete order of what God, Almighty God, has created. And when they went to build Babel in Genesis, they wanted a way to get to heaven, get around God, lead a rebellion, and take over. That was chaos. Chaos births confusion. What happened from that chaos? All of their languages were confused, and they were scattered across the globe. And people, all I keep seeing people put in the chat about what happened at America Fest and what's going on in the Conservative Party and what's going on with this is they're confused. Because chaos births confusion. Chaos doesn't birth order. Almighty God and his way of doing things births order. God has given you a voice. Maybe you conservative podcasters should take a split second, humble yourselves before God, and actually ask him how he wants you to use the voice he's given you. How he wants you to deal with these matters. How he maybe wants you not to swear and use filthy language when you're supposed to be an example for the younger generation. How about that? Or constantly trying to undermine the other. You look just like the Democrats now. You don't look much different, I hate to tell you. You don't look much different. The younger generation was crying out for God when Charlie Kirk was killed. There was a massive move of God where people were going to church that had never been. Churches were packed. And instead of recognizing that moment in the conservative movement and saying, God has opened a door here and we need to take this territory, you know what they did? They trampled on that for the sake of infighting and sensational headlines. They trampled that moment. They destroyed that moment that the Lord was bringing an outcry in the nation for him. And they made it about them. and their theories and their Egyptian planes and their conspiracy and how they feel about Stalin. And this is how they feel about this one. They made it about them. They defiled what the Lord was trying to accomplish through a tragedy, because Almighty God works all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And no, we are not perfect. All of us are far from perfect. We're very imperfect people attempting to do God's will in an imperfect world for a perfect God. What I'm saying is they're blowing it. They're blowing it. And if they don't get back on track like now, this is why you're going to watch a complete sifting of the Conservative Party, or you're going to see a complete flip in the voices that come to the forefront, who are willing to speak the conviction of Almighty God and are willing to promote what he wants said and are willing to turn the people to him and are willing to call the people back. And are not going to bring people down rabbit holes that are really snake pits, but you don't have the discernment to tell the difference of which animal is down there. What you think is a rabbit hole is a snake pit. It's a viper's den. And some of these conservative voices are about to get bit by the viper. They literally have entered the viper's den. They can't see where they're going. They have no discernment to understand it. The ego is drowning out the voice of the Holy Spirit telling them to stop. And now they're going to walk into that viper's den. And some of them are going to get grossly bit by it. Not because God wants it. He loves them. They literally, their heart has become a heart of stone. And they are determined for the sake of ego and views and manipulation and crowd influence to take such a risk. You need to pray for them. You need to pray for them. Because some of them are in real trouble right now. And I mean real trouble of their own doing. Because the voice of the serpent became more appealing and became their God. And the voice of Almighty God was removed. I think it's wonderful that they brought that cashier from Target that was unjustly harassed. That's a very nice thing that they did for that woman. That should have never happened to that nice lady, but it happened. But we have to understand, we are in a moment that God has given us, and they're finding a way to blow it and redirect it away from what Almighty God has deemed needs to be done. So just keep that in mind and pray about this. Pray about this and discern, because you're about to see a drastic change in the company of voices. You're about to see a drastic change in the truth that's spoken. You're about to see a change in the church and in the fivefold, because the Lord wants his people to adjust their vision, because what they see as a positive word and a negative word, the Lord says needs to be adjusted. It needs to be adjusted, and it needs to be by the outcome it's attempting to produce instead of what's initially being said. And I'm going to talk about that more in an upcoming broadcast, but just keep that in mind also. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to try to land this plane. The enemy has really gotten in. And he has made it very appealing for some that may not even know they're doing anything wrong. But they're presenting ideas to a very vulnerable group of people right now to adopt, that are at enmity with Almighty God. They're at enmity with Almighty God. So just continue to pray, be discerning, and be watchmen in this. Because the Lord didn't call us to say the easy things or the positive things all the time. He called us to speak his truth. And if it's his truth, it's positive, because the outcome is always to snatch people back away from the kingdom of darkness. If it's his truth, it's positive. Even if it sounds sobering, if it sounds harsh, if it sounds difficult, it's always meant to save. It's always meant to leave the 99 to go after the one. It's meant to bring the conviction. It's meant to attempt to turn that situation. So remember that. Remember that when you hear words too. Remember that when people speak from the Lord, that what sounds sobering many times is meant to bring a favorable outcome. And sometimes what sounds positive really is going to end up bringing a negative outcome. So we have to, I'm going to get into this more in another broadcast, but we have to be discerning as the church right now in that area. Because, you know, Christ, in this time that we celebrate the birth of Christ, now we all know that Jesus Christ wasn't born in December. He was either born around the time of March or near Rosh Hashanah. But we celebrate it at this time. The enemy wants nothing more than to eclipse the birth of Christ with chaos, infighting, egos, slander, accusation, the light of the world. He wants to eclipse with the darkness of the flesh and the ages. You wonder why this headline came out now from America Fest right before Christmas? It's because that's what Satan wants. Satan wants to eclipse what this time should be about, which is celebrating that Christ lowered his deity and became a man and was birthed into the earth to be the perfect sacrifice and the spotless, blemish-free Passover lamb to die for our sins. That should be what the world is celebrating. That should be what was celebrated at America Fest. That should be what's celebrated in this nation right now. And because of all of this, the enemy is using it to eclipse what this time should be about. Because he wants to take over God's sacred order of time, which is for darkness to submit and give way to the light. He wants now darkness to cause the light to buckle under its weight. And all of this is assisting him in his quest. So let's remember what this time really is about. What this time really is about. It's about the gift that we can never repay, which is Christ coming to this earth and dying for our sins. We could never repay that. We could never be good enough for that. We are grave sinners and fall short of the glory of God. We can never, ever repay that. That is God's grace, his mercy, and his gift. And we praise him for that. And that's what this time should be about. That's what this time should be about. And I think Turning Point USA is trying to find its footing amidst having its legs knocked out from under it. And I'm not saying that's easy. I'm saying pray for them, because emotionally they're attached deeply to this and they're being pulled in every which direction, and the enemy is using it, I believe, to try to cause chaos completely around them. So just intercede and pray for them. Okay, I want to do a few things with you guys as we are winding down here. I want to show you first what we did at the Daily Planet. I have your Christmas cards here. I'm going to read in just a few minutes. But what we did at the Daily Planet, I want to show you this picture. So the Daily Planet is in, we'll say it's LaGrange, New York. It's a diner. And this is the entire staff from the Daily Planet. So every year for the past few years, we have gone in. There's almost 28 employees total. Not all of them are in this picture, but there's almost 28 employees total. And we go in every year. We give each employee a $100 gift card. And we tell the waiters and waitresses, pick three tables from each section and give us their bill, and we'll pay their bill. And we did that Saturday and Sunday this past week. And the staff was so touched, they asked to take a picture with Chris and I. As you can see, Chris has manscaped his beard more, in this picture so you all can vote on how much you like it. But we took a picture with the staff, and we went in and we got to be just a blessing to everyone in there and be a blessing to the patrons who came in to eat, because they got a surprise because they got their checks paid for. So we do this every year. And I thank, Dino, who runs the Daily Planet, for allowing us to come in and do this. We love them there and we love to be a blessing. These servers, I have to tell you, they're all wonderful to us. They are wonderful with Chris. They're patient with him. And we just wanted to be a blessing to them. So we did that this past weekend. Also, a couple more things here. So we're excited to share, too, that we have become, or I have become, an Amazon associate partner, which means we do earn from qualifying purchases, but we have gotten so many emails about what products I personally use and that we use for our animals at the sanctuary, and you know what hair care products I use and things of that nature. We have gotten so many emails about this that we figured, instead of responding to everyone, which we do try to do, our staff is wonderful about that, you can now shop for these products, my favorite products, books, everyday essentials, and items we use at our animal sanctuary, all in one place. And so you can go there now to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. It is there. We have started adding more and more things to the store, because we get so many emails about this that we figured this would just be better in order to do it this way. So you could go there and you can see all of our favorite things and things we use every day in our household and what we use on the animals. Specific dog treats, specific cat food, items I personally use. It's all there. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on the Amazon Associates Partner to learn more. Also, Gividerm is still having their sale. So the Gividerm ladies have an incredible all-natural skincare line. I use it twice a day. My husband, Chris, uses it. You can buy a facial addition system, get a free eye cream, or buy a mother load kit and get a free Tighten Your Assets mask. And you can combine it with promo code ARC10 as well. It's their biggest holiday sale of the year. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can scroll down to Gividerm, click on them, and you can go look at all the amazing deals they have and items they have right now. These are spirit-filled women that we love to be a blessing to. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more. Now, time for this. Time for some of our viewers' cards. You guys have sent so many and we're so grateful. And I think it's only fair that we read some, because I want you to know I actually do look at them and I actually do read your letters. And sometimes when I'm on the hello@arcofgrace-ministries email, I'm the one answering you. Every now and then I pop in there and I will answer viewers myself. So let's open up some viewer cards here for Christmas. Amanda, this is the calendar I asked you to pray about, that it would all come together. It did. Thank you for praying, Tom. Thanks, Tom. We got your letter. God bless you. Thank you. Let's see. It was so nice to see you at Sheridan Church. Donna Anderson, thank you, Donna, for this adorable reindeer Christmas card. This one says Star of Wonder. I love cards with sheep on it. I absolutely love them. I think it's Palin. Welcome all God's wonder into your heart and rejoice. Thank you so much for that as well. Merry Christmas. Amanda, Chris, and staff, Merry Christmas. Pray for all and a blessed new year. Thank you for all you do. Stephanie, Daniel, thank you, Stephanie, so much for that. Dear Amanda and Chris, wishing you and the team a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Your ministry, both prophetic and animal sanctuary, is such a blessing to me. You have helped me to become a watchman on the wall, Pat Stevens. Thank you so much for this, Pat. We greatly appreciate it. Vidar from Safari Missions sent us a card of his family. We actually help support Safari Missions. That's doing incredible work in Kenya right now at Ark of Grace. Beautiful picture. Mary Joseph, baby Jesus. Praying many blessings on all and the wonderful animals put in your care. Thank you for all you do for the Lord. Love, Debbie Webner. Thank you so much, Debbie, for this. We appreciate it. Love this, the card. We got the sheep. We got baby Jesus lying in a manger. It says rejoice. Thank you, Amanda, for all you do for his kingdom. Thank you for teaching, guiding, and warning us. And your sister in Christ, Christine, I think it's Aloli or Eboli. Thank you very much for this. We are actually hanging them up in our office. So we have cards all over the walls from all of our viewers who sent them to us. Merry Christmas, Nancy and Randy. Thank you, Nancy and Randy, for this. Very, very touched you guys all sent this. Amanda, thank you for what you do for the kingdom. I love you and your ministry. You have been such a blessing in my life. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Kathy and Glenn Lenbeck. Thank you so, so much for this. Love the little dog on the sleigh. A blessed gift of hope and love. Merry Christmas. God bless you, Amanda and Chris, as well as your whole team. Oh, they wanted to say, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and blessed New Year. Thank you for all the prophecies and teachings of the Word of the Lord. I'm so grateful for you and your whole ministry. Sincerely, Tammy. Thank you so much, Tammy, for this. And last one, blessings to you on Christmas. Thank you, Amanda and Chris, all your staff, for all you do for the kingdom of God and His church. Love, Becky from Georgia. Thank you to everyone who blessed us with cards, well wishes, gifts, blessings. We so appreciate it. If you need our address, if you need any information on how you can help us, you can go to arcofgrace.org/events, and it is right there, all of it, all the information that you need. We also, and I'm gonna go real time and do this before we close tonight, we have a phone number. So I'm going to give you the phone number. You're going to hear me typing for a minute because I'm going to go into, I think it's in events. Hold on. Let me see. We're going to go to arcofgrace.org. Yes, our phone number is, so if you'd like to call, if you need anything to discuss anything, if you want to know ways you can help, things of that nature, you can call 845-874-0109. You can also text us on that number, 845-874-0109. That is the phone number to the office of Ark of Grace. So please take that down. And if you need assistance or you need questions or you need help with anything which has to do with giving or anything of that nature, you can absolutely call us and our wonderful staff will be glad to speak to you. Okay. I think we got everything in. Okay. We're going to wrap this up by an hour and 30 minutes. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everyone, thank you for staying on tonight. Thank you to our team for staying on tonight. I know this was a little bit longer of a broadcast. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We love you. We are grateful for you. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for even caring enough to watch, for even caring enough to bless us, for even caring enough to look in our direction, because we're not entitled to any of that. And we just love our viewers. We are so grateful for you. We wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And we will be back on live probably Friday. Our team's getting a little time off here, but we will be putting out shorts, so please look for them too. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms, we have Psalm 35, 34, as well as Psalm 23. I like to basically promote as well. We like to give you scripture. We want you in the word. I say Psalm 91 every single day myself. Also Ephesians chapters 1 and 3, it is in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I am very, not only I read those chapters and I keep going back to those chapters on Ephesians 1 and 3, but I also say the scriptures from those chapters every day that are in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. And we encourage you as well to incorporate that into your daily prayer life. So thank you, everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians 6. We want to encourage you in the word. That is your sword. We need to be the watchman right now. We need to be speaking the truth in love. And we need to understand and discern the time we are in. So I'll get Buster as we close out here. Buster, honey, come here. Come here. Everyone wants to see you as we go out tonight. Buster says, Merry Christmas. This is his first Christmas with us here at Ark of Grace. We did get him his own ornament, and he's doing very well with all the animals here, and he's getting lots of wonderful care and love from me and the staff. So we're going to sign out for tonight. Have a wonderful holiday, everyone. We will see you back live on Friday. Keep the faith. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs in our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners.